Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Shalom. This is Paul, and I wanted to discuss a topic today that I think people have a big misunderstanding about, and I hear it directly because I street evangelize here locally in West Palm Beach, and some people call it open air preaching or whatever you want to call it. A lot of people don't like that. They say it's being judgmental, and we're not to judge one another. And, you know, people sometimes say things that are so against scripture, and we have to think about the reason why they say these things. And when we come to the topic of judgment and being judgmental and so on, this is a topic that many believers, they don't really have a good understanding of what the Bible is saying about this topic. And I think it needs to be discussed because it needs to be clarified, because of all the people that comment when I'm out there street evangelizing, the most of the people are Christians, believe it or not, that saying you shouldn't be out here, you shouldn't be judging others. And of course there are non-Christians that say we shouldn't judge each other also, but it's mostly Christians. And so I want to discuss that today. I want to look at what the Bible actually says about judgment and judging one another. And hopefully we'll get a clearer understanding of this. And first, I want to ask you, what is your feeling or opinion as a believer about judging? And how do you feel about judging in terms of from a scriptural standpoint? And give yourself this self-test to see what it is. So the picture on the thumbnail of this video today is thou shalt not judge, only God can judge me. And this is one of the postcards that I hand out to people that say something so ludicrous. And on the back, it gives a whole description of what message I'm trying to convey here. So I'm going to read the back of this card because often people ask me, well, what do you hand out when you go preaching or when you go out there on the street and so on? And we have to understand this, you know, because it does say in the scriptures, do not judge or you will be judged also. But let's look closer at that. So let me read the back of this card and then we'll get down to it, okay? That's the topic for today and that's what we're going to discuss. So when I had to decide which cards to print up, there's only a certain amount of cards that I can, and this is one of them, and I'll do others in this series to show you the other cards that I hand out when I street evangelize. But this one basically says, let's get here, it says, people all around the world say these statements with such zeal and passion as if they are universal and absolute truths. Why do people do this? Are they right? If so, where do people get this statement from? Most people think they're found in the Bible, but they're not. And then we're talking about judgment. Only God can judge me. Thou shalt not judge. Most people think that thou shalt not judge. Some even think it's one of the Ten Commandments, but it is not true either. People usually believe these statements due to their misunderstanding of Matthew 7, 1 to 5. They would see that Yeshua is, or the one they call Jesus, is opposing hypocritical judgment, not judgment in general. In fact, verse 5 says that we are fit to judge others if we aren't hypocrites. The Bible says that a spiritual person, a true follower of Scripture, judges all things, as in 1 Corinthians 2:15 says that. Yeshua himself tells us to judge righteously in John 7:24 and tells us that we can know someone by their fruits, which requires judgment, Matthew 7:20. There is actually a whole book in the Bible called Judgments. This is what the back of this card says here that people read. The Bible also talks about a day called Judgment Day when Yahweh will judge the whole world in righteousness, Acts 17:31. There is some truth to only God can judge me. Yahweh will be the one who does the judging. on Judgment Day, and his judgment will be final. There will no longer be a lawyer to get you off and no corrupt jury to let you free. Yahweh will judge you in truth according to your thoughts, words, and deeds. That's why saying only God can judge me is so foolish. Don't you understand that Yahweh knows all about your lustful and hateful thoughts? He knows about every time you've broken his commandments. That's what sin is, according to the Bible. For sin is transgression, the breaking of the commandments, 1 John 3:4. Because of Yahweh's grace and mercy, he sent Yeshua to cover your sins. Yahweh says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, Ezekiel 33:11. The fact that only Yahweh can and will issue final judgment is not a comforting thing if you choose to live against Yahweh's commandments. When people say they shall not judge, they really mean leave me alone and let me live, let me sin in peace. Yahweh will have final judgment if you repent. Yahweh will have final judgment. If you repent of your sins, stop it, trust in what Yeshua did for you on the cross, and follow and obey him in the end, then he will forgive you and give you eternal life. And then I refer people to my website that I'm working on called readandrepent.com. So that is what this says here. And if there's anything, any of you have a problem with that, me handing that out and me showing you what the Bible says about this important topic, and that people need to listen and wake up and get it right. It's so important that people understand when it comes in judgment and judging others, how important it is. And when people say things like only God can judge, we need to get that right and understand what that truly means. You know, so we have to. Galatians 6:1 says, brothers and sisters, if a person gets trapped by wrongdoing, those of you who are spiritual should help that person turn away from doing wrong. Do it in a gentle way. At the same time, watch yourself that you also are not tempted. We can only do that by discerning, and discerning is judgment. Discerning is judgment. There's so many quotes or ideas that people that aren't believers have about the scriptures. And when people walk past me and they say, oh, you shouldn't judge. I will go and suggest to you even beyond that being silent and not judging is a terrible thing to do. If you're walking towards a building and you see smoke coming out of the sixth floor, and there are people on the 10th floor that don't see the smoke out of the sixth floor, you know they're in trouble. To you to walk by that building and not say anything and do anything is a terrible thing, and not a witness of Yeshua. You should be yelling at the top of your lungs to get those people's attention as loud as you possibly can. Yes, you're judging them, or you're judging the situation so you can help somebody. We're called in scripture to judge people, not to knock them down, but to lift them up. And that's what we have to do. It says in Ezekiel 3:18-19, so when I say to a wicked person, you're about to die, if you don't warn or instruct that wicked person that his behavior is wicked so he can live, the wicked person will die in his sin, but I hold you responsible for his death. If you warn the wicked person and he doesn't repent of his wickedness or his wicked behavior, he'll die in his own sin, but you will have saved your own life. We must understand this. We must understand our responsibility. We must understand how this has been twisted around. And yes, at the end of the day on Judgment Day, Yahweh is our final judge, and we cannot judge somebody where they'll end up in their salvation. That is not for us. That's for Yahweh. But we are the lawyers and the paralegals that are going to represent people in that court. And we are going to be represented in that court by our actions, by our own actions, and by our own deeds. And to have someone come and tell us, and I would suggest and say the biggest judgment in all of scripture, the one that did it the most, is Yeshua himself, who judged us to righteousness. And he gave us his Torah. Yahweh himself gave us his Torah, so we would understand this and get this right. It says in Matthew 7:18-20, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, they will be recognized. So we must recognize one another and do these things. And when scripture says that we are to judge, to expose evil, that's what we must do. That's what we must understand. Ephesians 5:11 says, do not participate in unfulfilled deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, exposing them. But we are to do it righteously with the intent to lift someone up and to help them, not to knock them down. We are held responsible for this. Now, the scriptures talk about not judging hypocritically. So if I'm committing a sin and it's wrong for me to go to somebody else, then you shouldn't be doing that. That's what the idea of take that speck out of your own eye or take that log out of your own eye before you take the speck out of somebody else's. That's the judgment that the scriptures against, that hypocritical judgment. But in no way is the scriptures against righteous judgment. And that's what we have to understand. We have to discern. How could we discern between pigs and dogs if we don't judge? Matthew 7:6 says, don't give what is holy to dogs or toss your pearls before pigs, or they will trample them in their feet and turn and tear into pieces. We must judge. And if you want to use a little different word to make you feel good about it, discernment or whatever feel good word you want to use, the bottom line is we must judge. You know, the Bible warns us to beware of false prophets and false teachers. And I would suggest to you that not enough people are judging out there, and that's why there are so many people being misled. We need to judge everyone according to scripture, according to the word. How are we supposed to distinguish good from evil if we're not judging? In Hebrews 5:14, it says, but solid food is for the mature, but those who have their powers of discernment trained by consistent practice to distinguish good from evil. So we have to get this right. Yahweh is judging us. And Yahweh teaches us to live in the image of Yeshua, who judged us as well. So as it says in the perfect person, with the spirit makes judgment about all things. But it's this is what we must get. We must get. We have to warn people. So we are to be Yahweh's spokesman and judges today. And right away, people get defensive and they want to look at, oh, he's judging me, or I don't like the way he's judging me. No, we need to understand what it is, how Yeshua did everything in love. And we need to judge one another in love. If I'm walking down the street doing something I shouldn't be doing, and people ignore that, I'm not going to know what I'm doing is wrong. If somebody comes screaming and yelling at me, I'm not going to listen to that person. But if somebody sincerely comes to me and says, Paul, I need to talk to you. There's some things I see you doing that I'd like to discuss them with you to get a better idea. I want to make sure I'm seeing this correctly and have a nice, sincere talk with me. That's righteous, loving judgment. That is our responsibility. So we have to warn each other and judge righteously. It says in John 7:24, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. So judging and correction can be a very personal thing that can really upset a relationship, whatever. But if you're coming to a person in judgment, one-on-one, to talk to them sincerely in love, and they don't accept it and they reject you and what you're saying, well, you've done what the scripture called you to do. And this is what we have to do. And it says, you know, you come to them and you talk to them. And honest rebuke or a rebuke from a friend is a powerful thing. You know, it says in the scriptures that we are to give honest rebuke and come up against all evil and to speak the truth in love. You know, Ephesians 4 verse 5 says, "In speaking of truth and love, we will grow because in every respect, the mature body of him who is the head, that is Yeshua." We will grow to become in every respect, the mature body of him in Yeshua. And Titus 3:2 says to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. Remember, we are guilty of so much, and we can't go and tell others that condemnation is on them from us. No, from the word of Yahweh, let them be convicted. But let us take the responsibility of sharing the word of Yahweh with others. You know, and to ask Yahweh for a way to humble us where we could approach others and not be so worried about the result of somebody not agreeing with us or getting upset about us judging one another as we're trying to help one another. So remember, you know, those that are following Yeshua love the light, and those that don't follow him love the darkness, and they hate the light. And it said in the end times, you know, the wicked people call evil right and right evil, you know, and turn things around. And these are the people that are in this world today, and we have to distinguish ourselves one for the other so we know which one from the other. So I pray that you're all getting this and understand this thing, because there are people out there that don't really understand this topic, and it creates a big problem. So are we to judge the righteous person that claims to be righteous the same way as the person that hasn't accepted Yeshua? How are we to judge one another when something's clearly being done wrong? Do we ignore the situation, or do we get involved and say something? What is our role to say something to a person, man or woman, at a particular time? If we're struggling with a particular sin, how do we address it to others who are struggling with that same sin? These are questions and things we have to work out and figure out. But there are so many people in a situation out there, whether they're in a church and they've seen some unrighteous act, or oftentimes people are in a position of power or a possibility of believing in a position of power, but a righteous judgment can take that away from them and make them lose that opportunity. But if we trust in our Creator and know He provides all things and follow His guidelines and instructions, there shouldn't be a question if we are to judge. We have to judge. We have to say something. You know, judgment is one of the parts of wisdom, to know right for wrong. How can we know that Yahweh is who he claims to be without judging and looking at how evil and wicked Satan is in his deceptive ways? And I think so many people today are misled because they don't judge. They don't judge enough. We should be judging. This is the most serious thing we could do, because our life is on a line for it. Our life. Judgment day is coming. Our life in eternity with our Creator is at hand here. So I'm calling you all to judge. And when somebody says, "Thou shall not judge," or "don't be judgmental," or something like this, these are trigger words to understand that people are following the world's ways and the world's ideas, and they really don't understand their scripture, how they twisted things around. So look out for these words in your judgment, to help one another. And when somebody says that, "Well, you shouldn't be judging me," or "are you judging me?" You know, often when I'm out there in the street and people say that, I say, "Are you judging me for judging you?" Because that's what I often get, people doing that. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard today to see people that accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and they want to follow him. But at the same time, they're doing things that aren't going against script, that are going against scripture. Sometimes I street evangelize, I see people breaking the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, and how do you tell somebody, "Look, you're not keeping the word"? You know, and in their excuses and defense, they'll try to defend what Christianity teaches, that we no longer need to keep the Sabbath, or we no longer need to keep the commandments, or follow our Creator's calendar, or something else. And how much time do you spend discussing these topics with somebody before you say, look, I told you what the Bible says, and I leave it up to you to figure it out. Read your scriptures, because clearly you have a misunderstanding or a misconception about this particular topic. And the thing is, no two people agree on everything. So there's going to be some disagreements you're going to have with other people. And the reality is, you know, nobody's going to like everything you say. So you might as well say what you feel or what you understand to believe the truth, regardless of how they feel or of their feelings. Do what you know scripture tells you to do and what's going to keep you at peace, comfort, and joy. Don't ignore sin. Don't ignore your sin, and don't ignore the sin of others. The first person you should judge is yourself. Every single day when we get up, we need to judge ourselves to see how our judgment is. And judge ourselves in all honesty. And look at the people that have come against us or said something against us, and use that to judge if they're correct or not. Put those words to scripture. They say when you point to somebody one finger, you're pointing four fingers to yourself, or three fingers to yourself, whatever it is. But we need to judge ourselves, make sure we're standing good with our Creator, and then go out there and set an example for others and judge them. And like I say, it's a difficult thing, especially when it's somebody that's close to you. But that's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. I don't want people to be silent in my life, and I don't want to be silent in other people's lives. There was a time where I was doing things that didn't go in line with the word, and nobody told me anything. Until later on, people all came down on my case, and I said, well, you were doing that. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you talk to me? Why didn't you judge me? And there were times in my life where people were doing stuff and I didn't say anything that I knew was wrong. Why didn't I tell them? What was keeping me from getting involved? What keeps you from getting involved? And how do you feel if nobody's correcting you? Do you feel pride? Do you feel like you're getting away with something that you shouldn't be doing? This is why we need to be in Yahweh's word on a regular basis. You know, when it comes down to judging, I think I heard a story recently about somebody reading the Bible backwards. The first book they read of the scriptures was Revelation. I mean, you talk about a book that's going to put things straight. You get right with Yahweh or this is going to happen. It's Revelation. And then going all backwards and reading about the righteousness of Yeshua and what happened to the people that ignored him. And then continuing to go backwards and reading why he died and who he died for. And continuing to read backwards in the original covenant. And you start reading all the prophecies of the future that you already know because that was prior to them happening. And then you continue to read backwards in the scripture. And you see about the downfall of Israel and all the kings and all of the mistakes they've made. And how they were judged and brought to the end of their kingdoms. But the next person came even worse, and they had to deal with not only man's judgment, but Yahweh's judgment. And then you continue to go back and reverse in the scriptures, and you start to see how the children of Israel in their not judging correctly were deceived and left Yahweh and wanted to go back to the slavery of Egypt. And you continue to go back within the scriptures to the beginning of time where you see Yahweh's guidelines and instructions of how we are to measure righteousness and measure sin, and determine the difference between each. We do this and we understand how much our feelings get in the way of our decisions. And the Bible says, which we live off our decisions, not our feelings. That's the problem. Feelings change, emotions change left and right. But decision must stand still and true. I am going to live a righteous life because I want to stand in front of that judge on judgment day, and I want to hear, well, job done. Not get away from me, I didn't know you. We need to make these righteous decisions and these righteous choices. So I pray this is getting to you, and I want you to be the hardest judge and hardest critic on yourself today. Think about what you did yesterday, write some things down. Did you upset someone? And did you do something that broke the commandments? Is this something you enjoy doing, or is this something that happened and you've regretted it terribly and you don't want it to happen again? Think about these things. Think about how you could be a better witness to others, and you pass up opportunities where you should have said something, or you could have said something, or you could have prayed with or for someone. Did you pass these opportunities up? Think about these things. Be your hardest judge. And when somebody comes to you and they prove to you in discernment and judgment in a loving way, or even in an unloving way, that something you're doing is not right, thank them. Thank them for revealing that to you. And then work on it and get it right. So these are some things I pray that we can do to enhance our walk with Him, and to understand, you know, why I hand out this card, and for people to understand what it means about judging and judgment in Scripture, and to just give us all a better idea and a better understanding about this. So they shall judge. Yahweh has a final judgment which we cannot have. His final judgment of where we spend eternity is His choice and His only, and His decision, and we have no right to even judge that, but to help one another stand before Him with a clean conscience. We must warn our brothers and sisters when something is not right, when something is going wrong. All right, everybody, thank you. Thank you for listening to me. I pray some of these words are getting through to you, and if you have any comments or questions, please post them so we can discuss this further. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. May our Creator be with you this day and always. And remember, He doesn't want us to be in dismay. He wants us to live in joy and peace. May Shalom be upon you. Have a blessed day. Hallelujah. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this program. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so through my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I'm open to speaking with anyone out there who has more questions about understanding the roots of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and also to just help you understand more clearly the importance of judging righteously. So I thank you for listening today, and please go to my website and you can hear more and see more on these topics. We also have a live prayer meeting every morning on the website, and we also have on our YouTube page every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live fellowship. So join us there, and that YouTube page is Torah Life Ministries. Have a blessed day, everybody, and Shalom, Shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day. You are my choice.